The kingdom split in Rehoboam's days, Israel north and Judah south. The prophets spoke to both by name and made the difference plain throughout. At Elath, the record tells us, the Jews were driven from the shore. Yet Israel stood beside them still. So who was the writer speaking of? Jew or Judah, read the line again. It originally read men of Judah before it reached the English pen. Israel stood north of Judah, both kingdoms still in view. The passage spoke of Judah's people, not what later readers assume. The captives came from Babylon to raise Jerusalem again. The men of Judah and Benjamin returned to build what once had been. Ezra spoke of Judah's remnant, Nehemiah walked the wall. The record calls them Yehud's people and tells us who they were through all. Jew or Judah, read the line again. The sons of Judah built the city and raised the walls again, while Edom cried,
raise it, raise it,
and claimed the southern land. The old distinction still remained for those who understand. There was a certain Jew in Shushan. Mordecai enters Esther's page. A Yehudi in the Persian kingdom, far from Jerusalem's former age. The word was tied to Judah's people, to those from Judah's ancient line. Before expanding, states and borders would blur distinctions over time. Jew or Judah, read the line again. Mordecai was called a Yehudi of Judah's ancient stem. Yet Haman was an Agagite, the record leaves no doubt. The writer named them differently and told us who was who throughout the days of Christ. The ruler sat in Moses' seat. The chief priest held authority. The Pharisees and temple powers claimed guardianship of history. The disciples hid behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, the record says. Yet Galileans feared the rulers who sought the Christ throughout those days.
Jew or Judah,
read the line again. The disciples feared the rulers who sought to kill the Christ back then. Chief priests and Pharisees held power. Jerusalem heard their voice. The rulers moved against the shepherd, while many followed by choice. Paul stood forth and gave his witness, a Hebrew of the Hebrew still, an Israelite of Abraham, of Benjamin by blood and will. He named his tribe and named his people and left the record plain to see. The writers often gave distinctions if we will read them carefully. From Elath on to Shushan, from Jerusalem to Rome, the writers left identity markers to show us who was whom. The clues were never hidden, they lived within the text. The truth is not what you've been told, but what the passage says next.
Jew or Judah, read the line again.
The ancient writers used distinctions before the English pen. A tribe, a land, a people, a kingdom through the age. The clues were left for careful readers still waiting on the page.
Jew or Judah, read the line again.
Jews are not Judah, and it will be revealed in the end.